This would be a nice morning to ride your bike into work if you haven't already made the commitment to the car.
Absolutely. It's not raining.
No, there's no excuse. And as a matter of fact, today the 10th annual Bike to Work Breakfast is taking place in downtown Seattle.
The one, the only Jim Zorn, former quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks, is on our Como News line. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
You're the keynote speaker at the breakfast this morning. What are you going to tell these folks?
Well, I'm going to talk about some my own experience with biking and how it's kind of influenced my life. And then I think I'm just going to be excited, as everybody else is around here, about biking in general.
How has biking influenced your life?
Well, even as a kid, I think biking kind of gave me freedom to ride further than my front yard, further than just riding down the block. And then, you know, as you learn the skills and you learn what biking's all about, there really is freedom in riding, and there's so many ways to ride, off-road, on-road, obviously. There's cyclocross. There's all kinds of types of bikes that people ride from being a little kid and an older adult.
Jim, we're talking to Jim Zorn, I should just say number 10. Do you still live around here?
I do, thanks. Yeah, I do, Tom. I still live on Mercer Island, and I'll bet you that there are, on weekends, easily more than 1,000 riders that come around Mercer Island, around the loop, every single weekend. And then in the summer, it just picks up from there. There's a lot of biking that goes on around here. And, you know, I rode my bike, at training camp every single year I was a Seahawk, so I've done a lot of riding, and I spent over a year of my life in Cheney, Washington, riding bikes.
Yeah, Jim, I was going to ask you about that way back in 1976. I'm trying to recall the vehicle you owned at that time, and that might explain your fondness for bicycles. What were you driving back in the day?
Well, I bought my Volkswagen. I didn't want to bring my Volkswagen to training camp because I didn't want it to be out in the sun for very long, right? I didn't want it to go bad. So, but I also knew that riding a bike was going to get me around quicker, and it certainly did. A lot of guys, I think, in Cheney had bikes.
Although in Cheney there was really no place to ride your bike to, correct?
What's that?
I said, although in Cheney there weren't many places to ride your bike to.
No, I usually rode my bike on things, like benches and over rocks and on up and over curbs and stuff, trying to understand what mountain biking was all about at that time. But yeah, it was just to and from the cafeteria, back to the dorm, and any creative thing I could do on the way.
Hey, before we let you go, how do you think the Hawks are going to handle the target that they will be carrying on their uniforms this season as defending Super Bowl champions?
Well, they have a tremendous core. They are the team. You're right. They're going to have a target on them. It's going to be very difficult because every team now that comes in here, or every city that that the Seahawks go to visit, they are going to be getting their A game, and every coach is going to motivate their players to play a great game and a perfect game. So, I think the Seahawks are up to the challenge. They're riding high. They know what's nice about this group of young men is they know that they've got a big task ahead of them, and I think they'll be ready.
Jim, let us be the first to wish you a happy birthday on Saturday.
Thank you very much. See? I know. I keep having these birthdays, which is a good thing, actually.
Really fun to talk to you. Seahawk legend Jim Zorn. He's the keynote speaker this morning at the 10th annual Bike to Work Breakfast here in Seattle.
I learned something new, that Volkswagen bugs go bad in the sunshine. Who knew?